Hey, over here. I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you were willing to talk this out. I was worried you'd block me or gotten a new number, but I guess you were just ignoring my calls. Anyways, picking this neutral place is a fair decision. I know you must be wary of me. So, I thought about what you said about how obsessive I was being. Like, how I was keeping you from hanging out with other girls, and your best friend before meeting me got fed up with it and cut ties with you over it. And making you give me status reports all the time when you got out of work or class or stops you needed to make. Yeah, and stalking you at that festival. Not my best look, I know. You're probably thinking she has some serious nerve trying to get in touch with me again. Of course I know. I know your thoughts implicitly. Listen, things have changed. I've changed a lot. No, I mean it this time. Sorry about the thoughts comment. I did a lot of soul searching, and I realized that I should have done way more to keep you in line. Not that it matters. Sit back down. You heard me. Why? Because I'm pregnant. No, it's not bullshit. Look at my stomach. Now quit making a scene and sit down. No, I didn't fuck someone else. You know I live and breathe only for you. No one else will ever get close to me like that. And now, no one else will ever be able to get close to you like that. Remember when we went to that nice bar? We were having such a wonderful time and you got drunk and we got home and we were so horny and we had some of the best sex. Well, I told you that you were wearing a condom. At that point, you were intoxicated enough not to care. I, on the other hand, was still pretty sober. I didn't stop you because I wanted you to knock me up. You told me over and over you loved me, and you pounded my cunt until you filled it up. That's all it took. That one night. One of the best nights of my entire life. Well, yes, I'm entrapping you. You know me like an open book. I'm doing it for both our best interests. I am not gonna lose you again. Do you know how much I suffered without you? How alone I was? I was willing to end it all. I had it all planned out. But then I found out about her baby. And it kept me going. And I renewed my hunt for you. But if I lost you again, I don't know what I would do. I would probably release a lot of inconvenient information about you to your boss and your family. And bearing that, could you live with yourself? Could you be that cruel after all the things you've said about me? That's right. That's because you're a wonderful person. It's why I can't live without you. And you are going to come back so we can raise our child together. I'm glad we got that out of the way. I've got some arrangements made for us, but we'll go over that later. Right now, I need to release this tension. You have no idea how pent up I've been without you. Oh, there's no backing out of this. I can ruin you, so let's cut that shit. We're going to the car right now so you can make love to me. You can deny it all you want, but you do love me. You love me, but you've convinced yourself I'm not for you, when I am the only one for you. You're the one who left me with all those dangerous thoughts. Now give me your hand. I've missed this cock so much it fucking hurts. Why are you nervous? You never minded our public fun before. Come on, relax a little. You're about to get the best orgasm since you left me. Let me make you feel good, okay? It seems like you're having some trouble getting hard. It can't be because you don't want this, could it? It's too bad I know your body better than you do. And I can get you hard no matter what you think. There we are. The only cock for me. Hard and ready. And a little pre-cum snack for me. You spoil me. God, I can't wait anymore. I'm just gonna slip these pants down and pull my panties to the side and slide down onto you. Oh, you missed this, didn't you? The warm, tight cunt of your soulmate, and now the mother of your child. Put your hands on my belly and look into my eyes. I can't go too hard, so I need you to fuck me back some. Please, baby, do this for me. How could you ever give this up? Being loved like this. Having a total fuck doll willing to do anything for you. Anything. Anything except let you go. I can't do that. Never again. I'm going to prove that I'm all you need. Fuck me harder. Bite me. I'll let you hurt me that way. These marks show the world I'm yours. Oh, I can tell you're angry. You want to rough me up? You can be a little rougher with me if you want. Claw my back, bite my lip, growl your frustration. You say you can't stand me, but you're lying. You're always a shitty liar. Oh, you do love me. You need me. I've always known you can't lie to me anymore. Pound me. Harder. Fill me with cum. Just like you did. To make me a mother. Please. Oh.
inside me. And your heart beating so fast. Oh, is someone over there? Who cares? They can't tell if we're having sex. But even if they could, all that matters is that we're together again. Nothing will ever drive us apart. Never.